Let me give a little overview on what I think are the elements of mitzvah pinyan ben and how to put them together. First start with some details and then go to the klal. The Gemara says, that's Mishnah says it's one of the mitzvahs that the father's mechuyev. And if the father is not paida, he has to paida himself. A ribuy. So the ikar din is the father should be paida, and if he's not paida, then the son is mechuyev to be paida. Because of this, the chinuch says on his own a svara that it's pashut to him that even after the Ben is Higdil, the father is still Mechuyev in the mitzvah. Chuvas Rashba says it like that as well. And the Minchas Chinuch, at the beginning of the mitzvah, says that because he holds B'mai Paka, the mitzvah is B'ikr and the Pasuk is on the father. Nothing takes it off. And he says, even Yosem said that if after the son becomes a gadol, and they both now want to do the mitzvah, that the father has the kedima to do the mitzvah. He can go to Bezin. They'd ask the shaila that would be the mitzvah of the father. He would have the right to do the mitzvah over the son, even so much that if the son went and did the mitzvah when the father wanted to do it, the father could mun him the asara zuvim. So in the world of the Chinuch, Rashba, and certainly the way the Chinuch understands it, the Iker mitzvah is without question a mitzvah on the father. It's just that if the father doesn't do it, so then there is also a mitzvah on the ben. The Rivash seems to take the opposite tack and says that once the son becomes a gadol, there's no longer a mitzvah on the father. And he seems to go with this far that the etzem, the idea is that the mitzvah is on each bechor to be paid himself. It's just hayesh, the mitzvah starts when he's 30 days old and he's not going to be capable of doing it. So then the Torah is memana the father to do it for the son. But once the son becomes a gadol, so then the chiyuv traverses over to him and the ikar mitzvah becomes his. Once he becomes a gadol, then it's impossible to do it except by himself. He's handling here with the bracha. Alma ikar hamitzvah ba'atzmai. The ikar mitzvah is on the son. That when he's a katan, he can't do it. So the father is mimkaimai.
So
he's saying it. He's going into Das of the Rambam at this point, but that's what he's saying.
He holds it that way as well.
Right. He never comes to argue with that. He just names that on. I mean, the derai he brings from the Gemara. Right. So it seems that they have opposing approaches on whether the Ikar Mitzvah is the father or the Ikar Mitzvah is the son. But everybody agrees that about it, there's no question it's a mitzvah, as we'll soon see. The Shoyal, struggling with the Rambam's Nusach of the Bracha, says he's going with the other Tzad. That's what the Rivash is coming to answer the Shoyal. The Shoyal said, since the Ikar Mitzvah is Alav, but it's only a Ribuy to be Marba the Ben, that's the way the Shoyal asked the Shailan. That's what the Rivash is coming to argue and say, no, that's a mistake. Don't think like the chinuch that the Ikar Mitzvah is on the Av, which you might say out's the Pasuk, and what the Shoyal was saying. The Ikar Mitzvah is really on the Ben. But Teich the Dvarim, the Shoyal says that, so the real Mitzvah is on the Av, it's just that we have a Ribuy that the Ben can also do it. Aval al yedei Shliach, but that you should have a Shliach, al yedei Bezdin Leslan ba. That a shliach or bezin l'chayra, shliach is the regular parasha of shluchos l'adam shalom k'maisai, beznes l'chayra, the din that we find by bris, that the zeriboy, that if the father doesn't do it, then the bezin does it. Leslam, but we have no mucker that the bezin should do it. And therefore, it can only be done either by the father or because of the ribui atayra by the ben. And on that, the Rivash argues and says, no, it's not that the ben is a ribui, the ben is the ikr, the father is just the bimkaimai because the ben is a cotton. The Ramah, because of this shaila of the Rivash and l'chayra, the Ramah's understanding that the Rivash was not makhish this point of the shaila. In the one sentence, he's makhish half of it and not makhish the other half. The shayol said, the ikar mitzvah is on the father and the son is only a riboy. But of course, there's no din of a shliach and not a din of bezdin. Rivash says, no, of course, the ikar mitzvah is on the son, not on the father. But he's silent when it comes to the shliach and the bezdin. And therefore, the Ramah, Nemzon, he says in the documentation, he baskins it in the Ramah, this halacha, that the Einar Av Yochel Liftes Al Yedei Shliach, the father cannot be paid Al Yedei Shliach, the Gamein Bezdin paid in Noisei B'loi Av, and Bezdin can't be paid without the father. And this mocker is this Rivash, and the Noisei Kalim are going to argue on this Ramah, are going to say the Rivash never said it, it's just that he didn't argue on the Shoyal. And I think that's clear, that Ramah held that it's what the Shoyal said, but the Shoyal said it, and Rivash came to be masik on part of the Shoyal Shaila and didn't masik on the rest. It's fakat that the Rivash held like that. The Shach, Taz, Gain all say, you don't see clear that the Rivash really held this way, but the Lamaisa, this is the way the Ramah says, that you can't do it, the Shliach, and even a Bezdin can't do it. All the Nesei Kalim, Kamat, are argue on this Ramah. And they hold it to Milsa the Tmiya, that although we have, of course, a concept called Mitzvah Shebegufay, nobody understands why there should be Inyan of Mitzvah Shebegufay, you know, on Tefillin, so the Tefillin has to be on me. And Achilas Matzahs, Shliach I can't do, I have to be the one who's consuming the Matzah. But on mitzvahs like Binyan HaBen, why wouldn't we say the concept of Shluchu Shel Adam K'maisai? And the Shach argues on the Zatamua, Kaim Olam B'chol HaTeira Kula Shluchu Shel Adam K'maisai. The Taz argues, see, the Gain is going to argue, everybody argues that Shluchu Shel Adam K'maisai appears in Kol HaTeira Kula. So that everybody's going to be asking, there's a din of Shluchu Shel Adam K'maisai, and this Ramah, this Rivash, the Shoyal, is being mechadesh something very difficult for them to understand. There's a next shlav in this that the Noisei Kalim get into is even without Shlichus, the Hainu, where the Av is Memana, somebody to go do the pidyon, can somebody go do the pidyon b'tayras chiyah and go act for the father and do the pidyon to be yitzah the mitzvah. So that is a big machlokes in the Paiskim. They bring the sefer, the Tzedek L'Derech in Parshas Bo'i, that says that avada here we would say chiyah mitam shlichus, just like we would paskin by Torim mishaloi al shal chaveroi, that it's Mahani, and that we say that it's a Schia. We don't go with the Nechel Elimel in Mitzvah B'Mamayne. So too, Avada, you could do it all your day Schia. And the Taz argues and says over here, you could not do it all your day Schia. Shach, and the Nekudas HaKesef comes to defend the Tzedek L'Derech, argue on the Taz and say, you can do all your day Schia, and showing it from the Sugin Ksubas on Yud Aleph. And the Ktsais, Nasivist, Chaim de Shleima, all come to defend the Taz. Chazunish, I think, is Machriya like the Taz as well, that you can't do Ayyadei Schiya. So we have a big Machloikas HaPaiskim, whether or not it can be done Ayyadei Schiya. So just in summarizing, the Nekudas, until now that Machlokes number one, Chinuch and the Rashba against the Rivash, is the Ikar Mitzvah on the father, Ikar Mitzvah on the son. Chiddush of the Shoyel of the Rivash, which maybe the Rivash holds of, and the Rama seems to hold of, is that you can't be Paidah Yidei Shliach, and there's no din of Bezdin, and certainly not Stam and Acher to be Paidah. The Rav of the Paiskim saying, Avada, there's no reason why Shluchu Shalom Kumoisi does not work. And the big Shail in the Paiskim, whether Al Yidei Shchia, can somebody say, I'll go do this for the father, I'll go do this for the son, I'll be Paidah Teres Shchia Mitam Shlichus. That's the general dais in the Paiskim. But what I wanted to tell on is first is the Gain over here. Gain, I think, opens up a new idea in this. Zak the Gain, first of all, the argument of Shluchus Lankum Vaisai. El the Af Acher. Another person can be paid without daita shalav, and I think, as we'll see soon, nothing to do with schia and schia mitam shlichus. I'm not acting as an agent for the father. Then when it comes to pedia, a person, somebody else can always be paid. Now, the Gain stel su meiser sheni and that the Ravai, which is difficult to stel, it's not so clear that can be done without schia. But then he also stel su hegdish, which clearly can be paid without the bailim, that you don't need the bailim. Interestingly, the Chazanish argues on the first two rayas of the Gain. The Gain doesn't stel su what I might have thought would be the easiest raya. It's telling on Gersois there, but the Gemara in Becheiros on Yud Aleph has Amr of Huna that Peida Petach Hamar Shal Chaveroi Pidjainai Podui. That the Petach Hamar, the person has a Chamar that's a Bechor, so you would have to do Arifas Chamar if you're not going to be Peidit. Somebody else went and is Peidit on his own animal. Dr. Huna, that it works. Zok Taisus Hafenart. Now it's a Shaila in the Girsa of Taisus, but the Pashtus Taisus says, by Truma, you need to be the Bailim, because it says, Gam Atem. The Gam is L'Rabbi Shluchachem. There's a din called Bailim. But by Benjin Betachamar, there's no din Bailim. It doesn't say anywhere Bailim. So there's a Kedusha on the Chamar. You want to take off the Kedusha? Anybody can take off the Kedusha. I have a Seh. I say that the Kedusha of the Chamar should go onto my Seh. So my Seh now becomes the Mamon Kayin. It's nothing to do with my being the owner, and I don't have to be doing it b'shlichus of the owner. I've transferred the Kedusha over to the, because there's no din bailam. If I go like that Gerson the Taisus, there's no din bailam. I would have thought that might be the raya. The Gain doesn't bring that raya. Then the Gain says, noch weiter. The kol shekein kan she'eino ela chayv bi'alma. Certainly over here, that it's only a chayv. There's a debt to the kohanim. What's his raya? Shari ha'kayin goyvem m'shubadim. Because a kayin can be goyve from m'shubadim. So whether or not he can be goyve from l'kuchayis, might get into milvak suvah b'tarik k'suvah b'shtar damya, but he could certainly, there's a Shibun Nechosim, that you see clear, that the Kayan has a Shibun Nechosim on all the Nechosim of the father. So you see, it's only a Chayiv. Memela Zaktigayin, Ki Aparea Chayivay Shal Acher, Einei Nifter Halayva. Right? Shimon owes Reuven money. Levi goes and pays up the debt to Reuven. So now the chayv did not get wiped away. You don't need schia. You don't need shlichus. I don't have to be acting on his behalf. That's to be yotze his mitzvah or give him the money. I'm paying up the chayv. Reuven took the money, but Teiras payment for the chayv. So the chayv is no longer there. halt the going that the etzem din of pidyon haben is just a chayv. Well, b'riyas bal chayv is also a mitzvah. So here, avada, there's a mitzvah, and mitzad the mitzvah, if somebody else does it for me, I'm talking not being yaitza the mitzvah, and that's why the Gaon says, the lechatchila yaitza mitzvah ba'av, there's a greater mitzvah, the father should do it, and therefore I should not do it. Everything that the father is chayav on, so this is one of those mitzvahs. So if I go and be paid to the son, so I'm taking away the mitzvah from the father. But the chayv is paid up. The ben is padoy. So the guy is not being makrish that there's a mitzvah here, but he's saying the mitzvah is milvad, the etzem din, which is a chayv. And if you pay up a chayv, then the chayv is no longer there. And how do I see that it's a chayv from the concept of a shibud nechasim? Over here, in this matnas kahuna, the general nechasim of the person becomes shubit. That's what is mishubit to the kayin. In Bukhar, that's what's mishubit to the kayin. The seh, that's what becomes mishubit to the kayin. Truma, so the truma becomes mishubit. Within the tevel, you could say that there's mam and kayin. But here, that my general property all became mishubit for these hay slayim means that fundamentally what's happening here is a chayv, is a debt. And somebody else goes pays up the debt. Unlike the other paiskim who are handling, there's no reason shlichus shouldn't work, or dining on whether schia will work versus the mitzvah mevet inish mamamayne by cotton. Maybe there's a requirement that it be a schus gamur, and therefore by ger cotton. Only if it's a schus gamur, you can do it for him, but you can't do it for a cotton if it's not a schus gamur. Gedish the rein in the world of schia and shlichus, and I'm not doing it on his behalf. I'm just paying up the chayv. I'm seeing to it that the debt is not there. The kehanim are owed 5 sloyim because of this child. Gets paid up, the debt ceases to be there. If I fix your flat tire, so it's not flat anymore. I do something that's, there was a debt, there was a hole, and I plug it up, so the hole's not there. Well, you were supposed to plug it up. Okay, so you didn't do the mitzvah, but l'maisa, the whole din has gone off once the chayv is paid. That's what the gain is doing.
Now, just according to this gain, are we saying that the person, the friend who pays money instead of the father, is that friend doing a mitzvah?
I don't know. Not clear. Not clear he's doing a mitzvah at all. No. But he's padui. Yes, there would be no. Yeah, I don't have any reason to think like the guy that he would have a right to make a bracha, right? Because unlike Beis Din, where there the Torah says a mitzvah on Mila, I'm sorry. Unlike Mila, where there the Torah says a mitzvah on Beis Din, so then anybody else who's doing for Beis Din can make the bracha over here. It would seem to me like the guy, there would be no makom to make a bracha. That's what I thought. I don't hear. No, I don't think he's doing the mitzvah. He's paying up the chayiv. It's not when I pay up the chayiv, it's I'm paying up the debt. I'm not, any mitzvah of Avias is when I'm doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only on the father. Like, the mitzvah is only on the father, the mitzvah is only on the ben. There's no mitzvah on anybody else. It's just a reality. He's now podoy. When Levi pays up Shimon's debt, I don't think that he's being kind of any prius pachar mitzvah. He's just paying up the debt. No. Oh, he almost starts who might he, but that's because he's taking away my mitzvah. Yes. But he's not doing any mitzvah. I don't have to be doing a mitzvah to owe you the hasar zuhum. That's the hefzid I took away from you, the mitzvah. But the pait, I don't think he's doing any mitzvah. So yeah, that you get type this on a mom and any moment whether he has any. So the most that you'll have a tefi on me that I took away from you that tevis hanor, but that's not ma'akiv in the pidyon. Tevis hanor is so tevis hamaman you have a tefi on me. In a moment you don't have a tefi. I'm not suggesting that he's doing a good thing. I don't think the guy is saying he's doing a good thing. It's just that the mitzvah was no longer there. The debt was removed. The tire is no longer flat, so you have to just, it's not there. That the going is not like them. Right, that's going gather schim mitam shlichus. The emphasis and where some of the rishayim, some of the paiskim bring rias to their sheet of schia in the rishayim, I think the guy could say the rishayim are going just like them, like him, not like them. The Ritva speaks out the why by pidyon aben we say a lashon of al pidyon aben. Zok the Ritva mishum dahasam im padu acherim shaloi midaitei padoyhu. If others are paidim shaloi midaitei padoyhu. So the Tzaisentaz handle that b'tayras schia, b'tayras ashlichus. The guy would say padu acherim padoyhu. It's padoy. I took care of the problem. It's no longer there. The one achron I found like the guy. Doesn't matter if Shimon goes to argue on the guy in the Chazon Ish, but the one who I think is saying like the guy, the Machne Ephraim in Schia Matana in Ozayin, has a whole shtickle dining on the Machlokes Taz and Shach about whether Schia works over here. But then he says, Barman Dane, forgetting this whole sugya of whether Schia or not works, that even if the father says, I don't want you to be paida, afilu gilei daitei d'loi nechalei, haris apodri, avada the pigeon works, vein tzarech loi l'shlichus, loi l'schia, v'doyme l'parei achoivai. The masha osi osi, you paid up the chayv. He makes it doyme mamish l'parei achoivai. Now one thing, a slight difference between him and the gain, I think the gain made it on two levels. Number one, pigeon has no din bailim, and number two, The Gain says it's like a priyas chayv. The Gain also says this in Erechayim, in Hilchos Shabbos, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Allah, you can't be paid on Shabbos. It's like the Gain, two things. Number one, because just like Ein Makdishin, you can't do Mekach U'Memkar, it's a transaction. So Oid says, you can't do priyas chayv on Shabbos. Because he holds this is just a priyas chayv. But the Machne Ephraim, he says at two levels. A pidyon has no din bailim to it. And Beis is just a priyas chayv. The Machne Ephraim puts the two together. The Machne Ephraim stels through the Gemara and Bechayrus of Paida Petach Amar and says, but it's daimet v'reach chayvai, there's no din bailim, there's no din schia, there's no din shlichos, and anybody in the world can do it. This, I think, is the mahalach of the Gain and the Machne Ephraim, very much not like the Taz, Shach, no, the one extreme you have the Rivash, the Shail to the Rivash, the Ramah, that only the Av or the Ben can do it, and nobody else can do it. Then you have the Rav of the Paiskim, that Naman, Avada, Shlichus works, and Schia becomes an issue whether it works, but it's certainly a din in the Bailim. And then Taz, Shach, Geveger, the Chassam Sofer, Shar HaMelech, the Sivas, Chazanish, I think the most Achrayim, but I think they have this Mahalach from the Gain and the Machne Ephraim, there's no din Bailus at all. The whole thing is a Chayiv, and yes, there is a mitzvah, and when somebody else does it, he's not doing the mitzvah, but once you've removed the Chayiv, there's nothing there anymore. So, want to just try to describe my understanding of this, not getting into the rias or the lumdus, just the overall picture here, that it seems to me that everybody will be masking, that there's three components to the concept of pidyon aben. There's three independent, interactive components that comprise the concept of pidyon aben. One, which we haven't yet talked about, we'll try to talk about in a few minutes, is the concept of pidyon. There's something really happening here. A pidyon, where in the Sushtelz, all opinion, opinion about the chamor, there's a din on the chamor. You're not paid it, you're going to have to do arifa. An opinion of Hegdish, the Yain Shalsu, it belongs to Berech Abayas, and it has to be used for Berech Abayas unless somebody's paid it. There's a pigeon. Of course, you have the struggle by the pigeon of the Bechor, Abayas Trey. Right, there's nothing that happens. A person doesn't do a pinyon, goes through his whole lifetime without a pinyon. There's no reality, there's no practical halacha that comes out of the fact that he's not padui, but yet it's the Torah clearly calls it a pinyon. Element two, that even the guy is without question, ask him to do, there's a mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah saseh on the Iker father, mitzvah saseh on the son, which is the Iker, is a mitzvah. And we make a bracha of Asher Kidshanu, the mitzvah of doing the mitzvah, and what the nusach of the bracha, perhaps the whole Shechiyonu that we're doing, this is a shaila, but the pashtus of the Shechiyonu that we do is Shechiyonu for the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the opportunity to do the mitzvah. So there's no question that a mitzvah is happening here. And number three, the chi of the mamonis shabai, the debt. It's a financial chayv. It's a debt. And this is clearly a significant element in the piece, the Mefurash and Mishnah, and many, many Gemaras, Mishnayas, that when it's a suffix, even in Pidyon HaBen, you're potter because of the din called HaMaitim Chaval of Haraya, which says that it's a mamonistic concept, that if there's a suffix, right, there was two children, and one was the Bechor, and one was the Pashut, and one of the children didn't survive, and it's not clear whether it was the one that was the Bechor or the Pashut. The Kohen can't collect anything because of the din of HaMaitim Mechavar of Haraya, and many, many other tzushtals where there's no din. Now, we don't say that it's a Suffolk mitzvah, so Misuffolk, you have to go do it to be Yetzir the mitzvah. We say, no, it's a din mominus. It's a Suffolk mominus. It goes into the world of HaMaitim Mechavar of Haraya. So even all the other Paiskim that are saying over here it works together a mitzvah and it's a din on the Bailim and you need Tzchia, but they're maskim that there's a din of Suffolk Mamonis. And even the Gain, who holds that it's Beikir Mamonis Tikashaila, doesn't bring the Raya from the din of Suffolk Mamon Lakula because that's not going to prove the point. I'm just trying to establish this clearly three separate Nakudais here. There's Pidgin. There's mitzvah, which everybody's going to agree to, and there's clearly a mamonistic component that everybody has to agree to as well. The machlaikis, the gain and the machnafrayim versus all the other paiskim, is do we say that the mitzvah becomes defined only as a chayv? That the mitzvah is that take care of the chayv. So there's no question if it's a suffix, whether or not I'm a chayv, we're going to say suffix mamon l'kula, that you're going to be potter because of the mamon shabbai. The guy in holds in the din of shibud nechasim, you see, and in the din of pidyon, you see that it's not only that it's a suffix mamon, but that the entire mitzvah is defined by the priyas chayv. And therefore, even if the mitzvah isn't going to be done, but factually the chayv is paid up, so then there's no mitzvah anymore. Mashenkin and the others will hold that while it can be that there's no mitzvah if it's a suffix mominus, but it is defined primarily as a mitzvah, and therefore, even when it's being done, it has to be done b'tayras a mitzvah, and the person certainly can work as a shliach, and the nidain al tzchiyah mitam shlichus, where they can work as a zeicha. But somebody who says, I don't want to be zeicha for him, and I'm just doing it to take up the chayv, that's not going to work. But de'al yedeach, it doesn't work, because it fundamentally is a mitzvah. So nothing happened until you did a mitzvah. You have to do an act of a mitzvah. It can a ben be podoy of somebody who can't make a bracha. Like I'm saying, like the gain, you can do it, because I don't have to do a mitzvah. I just took care of the chayv. There's no chayv anymore. Like the other paiskim, they're going to say that no, it's not padui unless you're doing it b'tayras a mitzvah. So therefore, you have to be acting on behalf of the av or the ben, b'tayras shlichus, b'tayras chia. The Mefursim everybody knows to see porno. This, everybody struggles with this problem. That the Pinyin HaBen, we don't have, nothing's taking place over here. You do Pinyin HaBen, you don't do Pinyin HaBen, you did a mitzvah, you didn't do a mitzvah. But the cheftz of the kedusha of the Ben HaBachar, who is never padui, doesn't. Siporno says that Pinyin HaBen, which starts by Makas Bacharis, this is, agav, just another issue, I'm not going to talk about this, I don't have time, and it's a much bigger sugya, there is a natural law about Bechor. In other words, Yaakov and Esav made a kinyan on Bechor pre-Makas Bechorus. There's a etzim din of Bechor that predates Makas Bechorus, and that's its own issue. We're going to start Bechorus from the Pasuk and the Bai. Kaddish li kol Bechor comes from Binyan HaBen. So Zakdash Siporno Be'etzem, Bechor Yisrael should have also been killed. The Rebbeinu Shlom was matzil them by being makdish them, kadosh li kol bechor. So bechayre ha'adam Yisrael k'may nazirim ayoyser. It's like a nazirus. It has a kedusha. Kadosh yagadol para. There's a kedusha on the nazir. There's a kedusha on every bechor. Miuchadim la'avedas hakel yisbarach. They're set aside to do avoda. The asurim ba'avedas hedyot. They're not allowed to do anything for avedas hedyot. They are asur to do avedas hedyot. Now, we don't have such halacha that a person's a bechor. He's found out that he was never a padui. He doesn't yet pay to himself that he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to go to work tomorrow. He's not allowed to do his avedis hedyon until he does bechor. There's l'chayra no such din. Narchol Shulchan goes with this as well. Says that's the pshat. It's because he's also a hedyon, but l'chayra we don't have such a din. And the standard is that the Rebbeinu Shlom Taka was makdish all b'chayrim by makas b'chayrus. And, like the Siporno, at that time they were miyuchud to the avoda of the Rebbeinu Shlom and would have been also b'avedas hedjit. Comes Cheta Egel, and there his shtatvus in Cheta Egel loses the schus to be the Avdim, Mila Shem Elai, and Shevet Levi assumes the schus of being able to do the Avoda, but what happened to the Kedusha? So that's the whole Parshas. We'll have at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, where you're going to take off the Kedusha from the Bechayrim and put it onto the Levium, so every Bechor for every Levi to replace. There's a problem. So Levium now are Ovdim because their fathers were Levium, but Bechayrim don't have it. It's not the son of a Bechor is an Oved, it's every new Bechor. So new Bechorim keep on happening. Every time you have a new Bechor. So the Kaddishli still existed, but they're no longer Shayach to the Avodah because of the Cheta Egel. So that's why there was an Oidif. The Ashkacha worked out that there should be an Oidif of Bechorim of 273, and they paid 5 Shkolim, and that took off their Kedusha. So I understand that there is an Etzem Kedusha that was Chal. They lost the schus to do avoda. When they lost the schus to do avoda, they lost the iser to do work for hedyot, and that's why there is no iser. And what the Siporno was saying, I have no reason to think he was saying anything different than that. He was saying what was true then. But avada, once they could no longer do avodas kodesh, they no longer were usher to do avodas choil. There's still opinion. The answer is that there's a kedusha klapishmaya. There's a kedusha klapishmaya, and the lashon of the shiltas, the Rachoy Goyin, says that ilu mandis yalid bochra, somebody that has a bochor, kodeshu kamishmaya, he's kodesh klapishmaya. Understand? It works like this: by a shahar muad kills, so the bailim has to pay kaifer. The way the Torah says the Bible master Kefer says Gamba of Yumas is Klapishmaya, the Bible Mischayev and Adin Shemayim of Misa. Gamba of Yumas knows when the Torah describes it that way, it's saying that Klapishmayim there's a Musig of Misa. He pays Kefer is to be Mechaper on that Chi of Misa. Now we have a Mandiyama that holds Kufra Mamayna. The man yomer otzko from a mine, it's a debt. But he's not saying you're paying up for the life of the person that was killed. It's still a din of kaifer. It's just not kufr kapara. It's kaifer in the form of mumminus. The Gain, I think, is saying that this pidyon is done in a totally mumministic halacha. The Sheba Nechasa makes it that it's in Gansan a mumministic halacha. So that what happened is that there's a Kedusha. It has no manifestation because they're not Shayach to Avaida, but Klape Shmaya, there's still a Kedusha. That Kedusha became a Matnas Kuhuna. The Rabbanu Shlom gave it as a present to Shevet Kehanim, that they now have a right to have a schus mum and shibud nechasim on the Bechar, or the father of the Bechar, that they now get five slimes. So the Rabbanu Shlom transformed, just like in the chiyuv of Misa on the owner of the Shar HaMu'ud, the Maniyamar of Kufr reminded was that the Rabbanu Shlom transformed it into a mumministic halacha. We bask in Kufr Kapara. But there could have been a tzad of Kufr Mamayna. Here too, in the Gain's Pinyan Aben, is that it became a mumministic halacha. The other place we're going to say, it remains a mitzvah dikdin, and it's a mitzvah in order to do a pidyon. The pidyon has to be done by the av of the Bechar, or the ben, whichever we're going to say is the ikar, but they're doing the mitzvah. So it is true that it became a mumministic halacha, that if it's a suffolk mummin, you're not going to be potter, but it remains a mitzvah shebegufa, they're mechuyiv in the mitzvah. And if you don't do the mitzvah, you're not doing a pidyon. But the bottom line between them is it shayach to take off this kedusha, not in the form of a mitzvah. If the Torah transformed it entirely into a mumministic halacha, like the Gaon of Machane Ephraim will say, so then anybody can do it. It's a Prius Baal Chayv. And even if Prius Baal Chayv mitzvah is, but you can pay up the Baal Chayv even if you're not doing a mitzvah. Masha'in, if it remains a mitzvah, then the din of the mitzvah is that the Av or the Ben is the one that has to do the pidyon, or somebody acting ba'adav.